Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and the HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, she's back. Kathy Greer, Executive Director of the York County Free Clinic. And needless to say, this has been a interesting... Yes, you're laughing. We're all chuckling right now. Everybody's felt the brunt of the pandemic. The Free Clinic is exactly the same. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But first, since it's been a while since you've been on the program, you need to reintroduce your charming self to our radio audience today. Okay, thank you very much.
That's it.
No, go ahead.
I'm Kathy Greer. I'm a Rock Hill native, and I have been with York County Free Clinic for, I think it's going on 5 years.
5 years, huh?
5 years. Hmm. I have background in nonprofit.
Right. Your real claim to fame was the fact that you did an internship at OTS Media back in the 80s.
Yes, an unpaid two-week internship.
And then she decided not to get in broadcasting. I got you. All right. So there's lots of people out there who have no idea what the Free Clinic is all about. Give us some background. How long has it been around? How did it get started? That kind of thing.
Okay. York County Free Clinic started, well, we opened our doors in 2008. I think the idea started 2 years earlier in about 2006. Some concerned citizens, some church folks, and some local physician realized that there was a need here in Rock Hill for people who had no health insurance but needed health care. And they had gone to Hilton Head and saw the Volunteers in Medicine Clinic there. And brought the idea back. They a lot of hard work and support, and put that model to use here in York County.
Right.
Our name was initially Palmetto Volunteers in Medicine.
Right.
And a couple years later changed to York County Free Clinic.
Now, have you always been located right there on Oakland Avenue?
No, we started out on Hurlong, right across from the hospital.
It was small.
Very small building. And have moved now to 410 Oakland Avenue.
Which is a nice location for you.
It's a great location.
Yeah, you're centrally located, four-lane highway. The My Ride drops off people right across the street?
Right across the street.
Mm-hmm. So that's very convenient.
Close to downtown, close to, right.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So when you talk about the services that you offer over there, well, first of all, when we say free clinic, that means it can be free for everybody?
Well, we do have certain requirements. So all of the services that we offer are free to our patients. And in order to become a patient, you have to reside in York County, be between the ages of 18 and 64, and have no health insurance, no Medicaid, no Medicare, nothing.
Okay.
And be at the 200% of the federal poverty level.
Okay.
So for a person, one person household, you can make, I think it's $25,500 or less and
for
be eligible.
For a single, yes.
Hmm.
Okay. And my guess is you don't have any trouble having a full calendar of patients coming in and out.
True. That is true. We still have open spaces, you know, for more patients. Last year, we served over 770 patients.
Right.
And we are not a walk-in clinic. It is by appointment only. And we are based on a nurse practitioner model. We have a paid, very small paid staff. We rely heavily on volunteers to run the clinic, but we do have one paid nurse practitioner, and she was hired years ago for continuity of care. Right. So we're open Monday through Thursday, and we needed somebody there at all times.
So the nurse practitioner can do lots of stuff.
Yes.
Prescribe medications, do diagnosis. But there is a threshold, right, where they would have to pass it off to a physician. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we do have, and our nurse practitioner is supervised by a physician. We have a volunteer medical director.
Right. So when we say 770 patients, mm-hmm. that doesn't sound like a lot during the course of the year, but these are patients who are coming back
Three, four times a year.
Right.
Yes, we had over, what, is that 3,000 patient visits?
Yeah. I bet. And the range of services that you can offer, I mean, for instance, can you do things like x-rays in there? And
not at the clinic,
right.
No. We are a primary care provider.
Right.
Most of our patients are have high blood pressure and or diabetes. But we offer, you know, primary care services. We can do pap smears. We do colonoscopy screenings with one of our partners. We don't do that actually there, but mammograms. We do vision and lab procedures, too.
All right.
So. And all of everything that we do there is no charge. But if somebody needed an x-ray, we're working with a group here in Rock Hill to where we can get them an x-ray at, say, the Medicaid rate.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
So do you have people who are using the clinic that would be somewhat above that threshold, the financial threshold we're talking about, that would pay something?
No.
Towards, no.
No.
You're strictly a free clinic.
We're strictly a free clinic, and because there are other places out there who provide medical services for people, who might have Medicaid, Medicare, or private insurance, and they charge on a sliding scale.
Like Affinity.
Yes, and North Central.
And North Central.
Those
okay.
are two FQHCs. So if somebody comes to us. Over that, who is over that income level or who has Medicaid, then we refer them to those two facilities. Oh, that's one of our best volunteers right here. Hey, Harriet.
You just never know who you're going to run to at Substation 2, do you?
So,
no. Hi, Harriet. How you doing?
She's a nurse, volunteer nurse.
Oh,
yes.
We like them.
We try to keep her happy.
Good. Keep her happy. There you go. See, she enjoys it. That's good.
We're blessed. Well,
thank you for the time that you give to it. That's very nice. Very nice.
Thanks, Harriet.
Well, that's a good segue to what the main thrust of what we want to talk about today is how important volunteers are to the free clinic. So talk to me about that.
We couldn't open our doors without volunteers. When the whole pandemic started, we realized, too, what our role needed to be in this situation, and we needed to keep our best asset, which we think are our volunteers, safe. And so when we started doing telehealth, it was just, of course, the immediate staff. But we have called our volunteers back over the past few months. Some of them have not been able to come back just due to the at-risk population. They're included in that. So we are in desperate need of volunteer nurses, clerical staff, front office staff, greeters. With COVID, we, now, of course, have more cleaning policies and procedures in place. We have a lot more need, for more people. To greet, to screen them, before we can let them in, and then clean, of course, after they've been there, we clean.
Oh yeah.
I think our furniture's going to fall apart. We've been cleaning it so much, but that'll be another show when I can come back and ask for furniture.
Well, let's go back to the impact of the virus. You've lost volunteers.
Yes.
That would not come in, which makes it more challenging for you to do what you do day in, day out. Have you had any other issues? I mean, I would imagine things like fundraising.
Fundraising has, our financials have decreased somewhat, our donations. But we're still planning our fall fundraiser. It's going to look a lot different than it, you know, than it has in the past. But we always need funds. You know, we're not federally funded. We receive no government funding. So we are supported by our community. We are the only free clinic in York County. And we're proud of that.
Good for you. So when you take a look at what it takes to run a free clinic, because, I mean, you do have some salaries. You've got to buy bandages and Band-Aids and thermometers and all the stuff, you know, the face masks and the PPEs and all that. I mean, what's a round number for your budget a year?
$359,000.
Right on the money, $359,000.
Mm-hmm. This year.
And as you say, the sources of those dollars are what, since you're not getting it from the government?
Individuals. 47% come from individuals.
Right.
Then we have, of course, private foundations, who are about 30%, businesses, and churches.
And they make up the rest. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that you're going to tell me that those sources have not dried up.
They have not.
That's good.
No, they have not. And we have even been contacted by some groups who have not given to us in many, many years and have asked us to apply. So we're real excited about that as well.
Good for you. Now, have you seen an uptick in the numbers of people who are looking for help?
Yes. And the phone's been ringing constantly. But from folks who have lost their jobs, and who have lost their health insurance. Just recently, we had a gentleman who it took a lot for him to come in to the free clinic and ask for help, because he was always the one who was providing the help to other people. It was just a very emotional time for him. But his son made him come in and start on his, you know, pathway to better health.
I can understand how that'd be tough. I get that.
Yeah.
I got it. But when you, through no fault of your own, you lose your employment or whatever it is,
right,
and you lose your health insurance, you still got to take care of yourself. So thank heavens we got a free clinic.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
So how do you handle, like, medications? If somebody needs X, Y, and Z prescriptions, how do you handle that?
Well, most of our all of our patients are required to apply with the program WellVista, a medication program. They're a nonprofit as well.
Okay.
The clinic uses WellVista as somewhat of a vetting process for our patients. They don't have to use, you know, they don't have to get their prescriptions from there, but they're free. So all the medications from WellVista are free, and they do provide most of the medicines that we prescribe. If they don't, then we try to get them on with a patient assistance program, or if somebody called with strep throat and they needed an antibiotic, you know, we try to get it for them free at a local place, or we always try to keep on hand Walmart $5 gift cards.
So I'm not familiar with WellVista at all. Is this an online service, or what is it?
So it's a nonprofit out of Columbia, and we have they have different representatives who focus on certain areas, and our representative comes to the clinic every week, once a week, and processes our applications for our patients. And our guidelines are the same as what WellVista's are for the patients. So if they qualify for us, then they're going to qualify for WellVista as far as income,
right?
you know, and location.
So does Well Vista send the patients the drugs, or does it give them a card of some kind to go buy it locally?
No, they are delivered to their home.
Really?
Yes. It's usually a 3-month supply. And they have, for diabetics, I mean, they carry most of what our diabetics need.
So when you get into, when you talk about diabetes, if you get into something like insulin, how do you handle that?
Well, Vista carries.
They will?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So it's, kind of crazy to go.
Yeah, I got that.
Go anywhere else, yeah. When it's, you know.
So Well Vista is a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
as well, that does this?
Yes. Yeah.
And are they national, or are they across the state? Or what is it?
It's in South Carolina.
Just in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And they do. They partner with other nonprofits here.
Right.
And I know they go to Pathways.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They go to St. Mary's. They go to different organizations and try to help their client base as well sign up for Well Vista. Of course, you still need a prescription, from a physician.
Right.
To get your medications, but once you qualify, and you have to recertify with them every year.
Right. But most of your patients are ones that are coming back anyway.
Absolutely.
You see the nurse practitioner, and she just fills out the prescription, and away you go.
Well, now we do it online and send it in, and then it comes straight to their house.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
That's great.
The
Wonderful.
Service that they offer.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magical way is right there on the cue card, and Kathy and I are going to say it together at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
My concern is, let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Need extra cash? Relax. Founders has personal loans for all needs. Whether you're knocking off items from your quarantine home renovation list or consolidating existing debt, there's a loan for you. Our flexible loan options offer low rates to give you the confidence you need. Visit Relax, joinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
We're at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Kathy Greer is with us from where else? The York County Free Clinic. Charlie Ruffalo is over here echoing the fact that he was not here for his normal mid-program performance. So because he's a major sponsor here, we want to keep him happy. So, Charlie, you had something that you wanted to say? Okay, that's not bad. I had the microphone turned down. So you want to try it again real quick?
Slice. Garden.
All right, you got it. That's enough. Go away.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, Kathy. So one of the things that the pandemic has thrown your way that's challenging is trying to get your volunteers back in sync. Now, a lot of your volunteers are in that high-risk category.
Yes.
For the COVID virus. And so you're looking to get some replacements, if nothing else, on an interim basis.
Absolutely.
Tell me some about the jobs that you've got available.
Okay. You met Harriet, and the listeners heard Harriet, I think. So she's a volunteer nurse who we have been working a lot. She's been filling in different shifts.
Right.
Because we use nurses daily, and then we also need extra nurses on Mondays and Wednesdays when we have our lab procedures for our patients. Because we draw labs in the clinic Monday and Wednesday mornings. So we need nurses to do that as well. We need people to answer the telephones. The phones ring constantly. And we need people to answer the phones. We need them to greet the patients as they come in.
Right. Give them the old temperature check.
Yes, and screen them and ask them all the, do you,
right.
know,
have you been anywhere? Have you done this? Have you done that?
Do you have a cough? Do you have, right, all of that.
Yep.
Clean.
Yeah.
Filing. We also could use some help with certifying the patients, meeting with the patient, and helping them become patients at the clinic, physicians. We definitely use some physicians. We have some great volunteer physicians already.
So what are the hours of the clinic?
So we are open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12 and 1 to 5, I'm sorry. We're closed from 12 to 1 for volunteer shift change.
Sure. So a volunteer, somebody who would be interested, they would be asked to, pick a morning shift or pick an afternoon shift.
Or both. Yeah.
But you don't want somebody who's going to be there for an hour and then have to leave.
We can't, right.
You can't run it that way.
No, sir. We need to be able to depend on them to be there for the, for the whole shift.
Now, they may only be able to do 1 day a week or 2 days a week or 3 days. That's fine.
Absolutely. Or half a day a week. Right.
A half a day a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. All right. So is there a website to go to, or do we pick up the phone and call? What do we do here?
We can go to the website, which is www.yorkcountyfreeclinic.org. They can email us at info at yorkcountyfreeclinic.org. Visit our Facebook page. Call us at 803-366-6337. We don't tweet.
We got enough people who tweet.
So please don't tweet me, because you would not
get beyond our technology skill.
For sure.
That's all we can do to figure out email and Facebook. I got you. But the need for volunteers is real. For instance, you on a typical day, if we had not had the pandemic, this being a Tuesday, how many volunteers would you normally have helping you at the free clinic?
2 to 3 up front. Mm-hmm. And then probably 2 nurses. So five.
Five
a day.
Five each shift. So you need 5 people in the morning, 5 people in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use 10 a day.
Absolutely.
10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you've lost roughly how many of those 10 that you need every day?
Probably about 5 or 6.
So you've lost 60%.
More than that, yeah, because then we also had some who took the summer off.
Okay. yeah. So it's one thing after another.
But we were lucky. We had some college students.
Right.
Who came and I mean, I think they're, because we do an orientation and a training. However, the college kids or students, I think maybe they had an hour, if that, to shadow, and then we just threw them in there, and of course they picked up the technology and everything. So,
you know, I'm sitting here thinking we're right across the street from Winthrop University.
Yes.
They're about ready to gear up again for another semester or two. Don't know what form that's going to take, but is that a place that you feel you could be better plugged into in terms of the resources they have over there and the programs they have over there and what you're offering at the clinic?
Yes. We have had some great volunteers come from Winthrop. And we have two current student volunteers who are at Winthrop now, and they have stayed through the summer, and they're staying through the fall. But no, we could definitely use some more volunteers from Winthrop.
I'm just wondering what the system is to get plugged into the Winthrop network so that they know you're out there and here's what we need, and then maybe they can get that out to their student body to make them aware that you're right across the street from them.
That is true. And I have two volunteer board members who are Winthrop. So if you're listening to this, then we can get together.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's a great idea.
So the next thing, every nonprofit is always working, Biff, is the whole business about fundraising. Now, you've been very fortunate to, you know, get work from foundations. You've got work from individuals, I mean, contributions from individuals, but $359,000 is a big nut to crack every year, right?
It is.
So, if somebody wants to help out, what should they do?
Call me at 803-366-6337. I'll give you my personal cell phone number. Yes, we are going to have a our fundraising event. It's going to be somewhat virtual. We usually have it in November.
Right.
And we're working on changing that up some.
Everything is changing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, but that fundraiser, that usually brings in $50,000. And then we had a couple minor, smaller fundraising events that brought in about $5,000. So,
right.
So we need to make up for that $55,000.
Okay. Well, Kathy, I think we have pretty much, half hour's
already
gone. Yeah, just anything we left out that you want to get in?
No, I think this was awesome.
You're sure?
Yes.
It's your last chance now. All right.
Thank you.
By the way,
Thanks
the York so Free much. Clinic is right on Oakland Avenue, right across from the church, right?
Right across
right next to the church.
Right next to Grace Lutheran, across from OAPC.
Yeah, you can't. That's Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church.
Sorry.
You can't miss it. It is right there. And again, if you want to find out more about them, simply go online to the YorkCountyFreeClinic.org, YorkCountyFreeClinic.org. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find out information there, or you can do this novel thing called picking up a telephone, 366-6337, 366-6337. Kathy, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much, Manning, for having us.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical way that we prepare them here is detailed here on white letters. At the count of three, we're going to say it together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
There we go. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.